Hey guys, this is Southern Belle 220. I told you yesterday that I would do like a Q&A type thing so you could get to know me a little better. I found this one on Tumblr. I'm not really sure how long it is, but some of these questions are really cool, so I'm going to go with it. One, what makes you feel like you? There's a lot of things that make me feel like me. I think a feeling of independence is really something that is key in my core, and I'm a control freak really bad, so without those two things, I just don't feel like me. Like, I don't feel like I'm the same person. Do I have a problem with trust? Not really. I'm really bad about blindly trusting people and then getting fucked over. So I'm not going to say I have a problem with trust, but once you abuse that trust, then I feel really bad for you because you're probably not going to get it back. What do people say you come off as? I have been called aggressive. I have been called prickly. I've been called assertive. I've been called a bitch. So I guess those four things could be what you sum me up if you really don't care to get to know me, because I'm not like that at all. I am assertive with my opinions, but that's normally if you ask a question and you're not prepared for the answer that you get, then I'm normally just being mean, quote unquote. So, what do I want to be when I grow up? I am a grown up, so no, not a minor. I want to teach college when I grow up. I want to get a PhD in history and teach at a university. I'm a third of the way there. Do I flirt more knowingly or unknowingly? I'm a very bad flirt. Like, I don't do it on purpose. I don't realize I'm doing it until people are like, oh, you're really flirting with that person. And I'm like, no, I don't mean to. So I really flirt unintentionally, and that's not cool because I don't mean to. And yeah. When was the last time I got mad and why? I got mad yesterday. Not like really, really mad, but more frustrated. My husband asked me when I went into work today, and I don't, and we had just had that conversation not an hour before, and as we're folding laundry, he's like, hey, yeah, when do you go to work tomorrow again? And I was just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, more annoyed than mad, but, like, still annoyed. Who is your go-to person when you need to talk? Probably my soul sister. Me and her have been best friends for almost 5 years, and if I need to talk about something or I'm upset and I really don't feel like I can talk to my husband about it, she's the first person I go to. When was the last time you got lucky? Define lucky. Since this is Gone Wild audio, I'm gonna take it into the gutter. Last night / this morning, and that's the end of that. What are you the weakest and strongest at? I am, like, seriously physically weak. It is almost embarrassing. I'm very petite. I have spaghetti arms. Like, I have no upper body strength to save my life. It's terrible. But I can outsquat my husband, which is cool. So that's what I'm going to go weakest and strongest at. Are you rebellious and do you act upon it frequently? I am very rebellious. I march to the beat of my own drum. I am the black sheep in my family. I really don't care. And yes, I do frequently act out on my rebellious streak. What was your best dream and why? I have no idea what my best dream is. I never remember my dreams when I wake up, so I really can't answer that. What is your biggest aspiration and why? Biggest aspiration. Besides the career and having children, etc., etc., personal aspiration, I would love to be able to do something like, this is going to sound weird, but, like, find a hobby that I'm really, really good at that I don't have to think about. Like, when I'm getting upset or I just need to do something, like, I read a lot. on the internet and books and stuff like that. So that's a hobby, but I mean like something physical that I can do with my hands. Like I can't crochet to save my life. I would love to learn how to hand embroider, but I'm not very ladylike, so I don't know how well that would go. But that's something I would like to do. What is my biggest turn on in someone? Like an adorable sense of humor and honesty. Those two things will get you so far with me. Like, I've never really cared what you looked at, what someone looks like on the outside. Like, are you a good person? Do you have, like, a fantastic sense of humor? That gets me going so quick. Like, if you can make me laugh, you're pretty well good to go. What is my favorite sport to play? The only sport that I play is softball. And I do like softball. I played it for a really long time. So I do like that. My favorite sport to watch is hockey. I love to watch hockey. I couldn't play it. I would probably die, but it's so fun to watch, in my opinion. Am I a dog or a cat person? Both. I love dogs and I love cats. Currently, our landlord will only allow us to have inside pets that are cats, so I have two cats. I've had dogs growing up and I loved them. Am I an introvert or an extrovert? I am an introvert, straight up. There's no doubt about it. I can be extroverted in certain areas of my life, but I am more of an introvert than anything. When was the last time you cried and why? I did get a little teary-eyed today while listening to music, because there are some songs that just do that to me, so that's what I'm going to say. What makes me the most confident? At the end of the day, what I think makes me the most confident is, because I have, like, no body confidence, but I know on the inside, like, who I am and what I'm about, and, like, I can hold on to that. Like, that's what makes me confident, is I know who I am, and that, like, gives me strength to go into different situations. What was my strongest subject in school? History major. What is my favorite makeup brand? I love all makeup. I really like Urban Decay. I love Kat Von D. Never tried MAC. I love Benefit. But my favorite probably is NYX, because it's like a good quality makeup, but it's not like back-breakingly expensive, so you get a lot of more for your money that way. What is my most kept secret? Oh god. I am a closet freak. And that is probably my most kept secret. Like, I don't know. I just get like super embarrassed. So I'm like, I can't tell people stuff like this. So that's probably my most kept secret. Do I like to party? Not really. I'm very old-fashioned in that way, that, like, I don't need to be running around getting drunk to have fun. I don't feel the need to run around and get drunk or go party or nothing. I'd rather sit at home with a book and a glass of wine, so. What's the last book I've read? Does a textbook count? Like, that's all I read these days, fucking textbooks. The last book I read was a book by Rosamund McKittrick about Germanic society. It's history throughout the Middle Ages, but mostly we were focusing on Germanic societies. Do I believe in aliens? No, not really. How frequently do you remember your dreams? I have already answered this, that I never remember my dreams. Like, I never remember anything I dream about, which is kind of sad, but. Well, there is my questions. I'm going to link where I got this from in the little box below my video. Sorry if this was really rambly. I have a tendency to talk very, very fast. I get nervous, and I'm kind of nervous. So, if y'all have got any other questions for me, just don't hesitate to message. I look forward to listening and reading y'all stuff. See y'all later.